now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios.
Oh, here he is, folks.
Here he is. Ben Maller.
A topsy-turvy weekend in the NBA. Welcome in the beginning of the Ben Maller Show for this hour. We are in the air everywhere. The vast Fox Sports Radio Network emanating live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Just visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We'll get back to Tiger Woods in a few minutes. People can't handle the truth here. And Steve pointing it out. I think Steve summed up the first hour of radio if you weren't with us. Steve wrote in and said, Ben, you've got callers hyperventilating and babbling because you don't share the love and joy that is Tiger winning the Masters. It's true. We had several people. I used to like you, but I don't like you anymore because you don't share my joy with Tiger Woods. No, I don't. No, I don't. Disgusted with the whole thing. And happy that we don't have to pretend like we care about it now for us. When the next major, there's several weeks to go before the next major. So we have plenty of downtime before then. So we'll get back to Tiger. We'll work our way back. But before we get to that, it's all about three letters. The NBA.
Simply for hardware like weapons and vehicles.
That is certainly part of this.
that they can use it for that. But the beauty of the way we do solicitations now through CTAS is that the tribes come to us with what their most important needs are in each of these. There are now 10 purpose areas, and then we can judge them against the statutory restrictions and our own restrictions on use of those funds and try to really get them what they need to address their most pressing crime and crime needs and justice needs.
And how competitive are these grants?
Not all the grants flow through CTAS, but some the tribes have to compete with state and local law enforcement or other nonprofits. The ones that are in CTAS are generally just tribes are picking the best projects from amongst the tribes. It depends on each year who is applying for what money and how much money is available. But on the tribal set aside for victim services, it's really not competitive because the amount of money was so substantial. It's more a question, are they the tribes have programs that fit providing money to victim services, they have adequate financial monitoring in place and things like that. And for those, technically they're competitive, but there's enough money set aside for that that they're not, at least this past year.
And give us a sense of the range of tribal governments. I mean, some of the tribes are large with thousands of people. Some are tiny villages.
Yeah, any federally recognized tribe is eligible for the CTAS solicitations. And they do range from the largest tribes out there to pretty small tribes. So any size, they're generally eligible.
And if a tribe is large or if it's near a specifically large metropolitan area, can that tribe avail itself of the nearby government law enforcement, or are they all pretty much self-sufficient?
Each tribe is very different typically. So a lot of times they're working in close coordination with federal and state law enforcement.
Psychic medium and spiritual counselor, Chip Crawford. Anomaly hunter, Billy Carson. And motivational speaker, Jim Harris. A live band, audio participation, and a meet and greet to follow. Get your tickets now at SickerFest. Call 1-800-745-3000. 1-800-745-3000. Or you can go to AM.com and click on the event page for more information. That's more of my conversation with John Jeffrey, the author of Crimes and Cover-Ups in American Politics. We delve into the Illuminati and the Anti-Mason Party. That conversation is next on Coast to Coast AM.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following question. The flexibility to keep classes in your schedule, you have college credit to transfer, and you want to earn a full
lot of pain, not just for himself and his family, but for others. So I think that has to be also a part of the story.
But being broken down like that, being humbled, I think that he came back older, more mature, more appreciative of what he has now that he can play golf again at a very high level. And you see him now with fans, more head nods, more eye engagement, more autographs, more handshakes, more bringing the average fan into the experience. This is not something he ever really did in his prime. He was a lot like a young Jack Nicklaus who really sort of blocked everything and everybody out until he got older and started figuring out that, hey, maybe I could be more like Arnold Palmer. And so I think Tiger is on that path now, and it served him really well.
This could be the greatest comeback story we've ever seen in any sport with all the injuries.
2 years ago at the Masters, he told everyone he was done and he was never going to play again. He couldn't escape the pain. He couldn't play with his kids. He was bedridden. He couldn't get up. He couldn't stand. He couldn't sit. He couldn't do anything. And here he is, winning the most prestigious golf tournament in the world for a fifth time. It really is a staggering thing he's done physically. But to call it the greatest comeback, even in golf history, CJ, I don't know, when you look at Ben Hogan in 1949, getting hit by a bus and nearly dying more than once. He was once on contact, he was in his car and he actually saved his own life by diving across to the passenger side to protect his wife, and a Greyhound bus crashed on his side into that car. So he nearly dies there, and then in the hospital he had blood clots and nearly died again. He comes back and, 16 months later wins the U.S. Open. So it's hard to top that. But this is up there, certainly, with the greatest comebacks in the history of American sports. There's no question about that.
ESPN's Ian O'Connor, who has also authored a number of books, including Arnie and Jack, about golf's greatest rivalry. Certainly well aware of the history of the sport and what Tiger accomplished this weekend at Augusta with his 81st career PGA Tour victory, trailing only Sam Snead by one for the most all-time. Big win for Tiger. Felt good for a lot of folks, but it didn't feel good for the sports books. They lost big. A veteran, William Hill, U.S. sports books in Nevada, placed an $85,000 bet on Tuesday on Woods to win at 14-1. That ticket pays out $1.19 million. Largest single golf ticket
in the company's history in the U.S.
Bucks blow out of the gate in game one of their postseason. That's next. SportsCenter All Night at ESPN Radio.
The Celtics have underperformed since last year.
The Sixers look like a different team.
You beat a team 7 times in 11 days.
The Milwaukee Bucks are a team that is very beatable in a 7-game series.
SportsCenter All Night.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4health.com/active.
What regimen do you have to get an honest benefit? My face.
The same thing that they're all
Thank you. I don't know what those guys are doing, but it's a lot more than anything I'm doing.
Yeah, you have to be a little suspicious that they are certainly... No, you can adjust it so that your peak is 15, but yeah, they'll do better than you're not supposed to, but they will do better. My Alpha 76P 3-tube version would do well over 15, but I didn't run it over probably close to 15 for the most part. I know it was enough to burn up my garage door controller. Too much RF in the neighborhood. To be careful. Too much RF, too close to too many things.
Well, yeah, like I was saying, knowing what I know now, I'd have never laid this thing out for two sockets. One is way more than enough. I mean, and I'm not anywhere near book on the screen voltage either. I can still go another 100 volts on the screen and be book value. So, gosh, I mean, as much power as I'm getting now, I mean, I don't see how it would be doing any less than 2,300 watts if I had the screen up at 400 volts. So, and that's just one tube, so it's just hard for me to, I don't understand why you would need two of them.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're talking sideband as opposed to AM or RIDI or anything like that. So, yeah, if you were running a different mode, you might want to have that capability, because you'd have to run it reduced anyway. Your duty cycle on AM, for example, most of the modern rigs actually shut your transmit power down to accommodate that type of mode. They won't let you run it full out.
Well, I'm only running 300 volts on the screen now, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's way more than enough. And I'm talking CW key down, probably well in excess of 2,000 watts. I wouldn't be surprised to see 2,200 come out of it. And that's with one tube, nonetheless.
Yes, yeah. Well, better have a good blower to keep it cool. Yeah, just because you've got a hypersil transformer, you don't want to put a brick on the key and walk away for a couple of days.
Well, the blower is rated at 134 cubic feet per minute, and the tube acts call for 34 cubic feet per minute for 1,500 watts at sea level.
Can you use a chimney?
Oh yeah, of course. This is a ceramic and metal tetrode. It's forced air all the way.
Roger, roger.
I guess my only point is man, that's, you know, I mean, guys are running a lot more than I am.
Yeah, I don't think they gain a lot. If you're running 1,500 full legal limit, in order to do much better on an S meter, you would have to double. You'd have to go 15.3 to 6 to get a significant noticeable difference, and that's that's crazy.
Well, that's the thing. You start running into other limitations. I mean, your neighbors might be happy now, but you start kicking 5 or 6,000 watts out, they may not be so happy. And, you know, you got to be near the limits of RG8 or LMR 400 even, you know, I would think.
Well, yeah, your feed line, everything, you have to pay attention. If you have any kind of traps or anything, you're limited. I've seen antennas with traps burn up at much, much lower power.
General check-in, general check-in. General check-in for the Triple H net. Drop your call sign now.
Sidebound and Peter.
W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama. BK3IO, W1ZY, good morning. Good signal coming through. You're 59, and just fantastic to hear you before I shut down. Over.
Yeah, good. You're 5 and 8 on my meter. I just switched to the other antenna. 5 and 8. Good morning. Have a good sleep.
You're catching me in the middle of a yawn, H.I. Okay, 73s, and we'll listen to you guys while we go off to slumberland. 73s, and talk to you soon, W1ZY.
Yeah, see you later, Bill. Thanks for the report. And Echo Alpha 5, Italy, Sugar Zulu, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks, Ron. EA5, ISZ, Trevor, returning. Good to hear you. I just happened to be listening on this frequency. I was here a little earlier whilst fluttering around the shack and up you popped.
And good morning to Bill also. And good morning and good night, Bill. You're still a good signal. Even now, a good couple of hours after my sunrise. A couple of hours plus, I guess. I've already had two separate QSOs with Bill this morning, Ron. So it's just as well he's going to bed. He'll be running out of logbook space.
VK3IO, you're around about a 5 and 8 to 9, but I think we're getting a bit late in the day. EA5ISZ, over.
VK3IO, well, I keep switching between the antennas. This antenna is slightly better than the other one. I don't know if it makes any difference for you.